Blog Talk Radio.
Please continue listening to part two of Bishop Lovina Harris' message.
Christians, we would suffer persecutions. And sometimes as Christians, we think persecution is they took my parking space. They won't let me play my Christian music at work. Persecutions, we have not yet seen them as they are seen Christians persecuted in other parts of the world. To persecute is to harass or punish in a manner designed to injure you, to cause you to grieve or to afflict you, to cause you to suffer. Persecute. Go back to Romans 12 and 14 for me quickly. Romans 12 and 14. The Word of God reads like this. Oh my God. Romans 12 and 14. It says, bless them which, what? Persecute you. That. Oh my God. What are you saying, Bishop? Are you telling me that? Govina, are you saying that I'm to be naive and I am not to pay evil for evil? That's exactly what I'm telling you. It says, bless them which persecute you. In other words, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, bless them which harass or punish you in a manner designed to cause you grief.
Hi, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm trying to connect with you again. Are you able to hear me? I hope you can hear me right now. It has been a real challenge trying to get on today. So if you can hear me, just send me a text. All right, thanks. I'm glad you can hear me. I had some technical difficulties, and I appreciate you bearing with me. I'm going to take a moment, and I am Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you again to the Dr. Glovina Show. You know, change begins with making a decision, and this particular podcast, a picture is worth a thousand words. You know, sometimes we have to just post pictures. You'll see where I'm going with this. I want to briefly tell you a little bit more about myself. You know, I had been a paralegal for a couple of years. This was when I was a very young woman. And I quit my job in order to go to college full time. And thank you so much, those of you that are chiming in. Thank you. And I quit my job so that I could attend college full time. And what led me to this was that being a paralegal, once a year, we would have a group of young attorneys fresh out of law school to join our firm. The name of the firm at the time was Chicago Title and Trust. And so I would notice that these attorneys would come in, and given a year or two, they would become my supervisor. And so I began to think, wow, I'm a paralegal, and I'm really learning as much as they are about our particular field, which at the time was real estate law. And so I decided to quit my full-time job and go to college. Wow, I said a picture is worth a thousand words. And, you know, I went through quite a bit during this period, because when I quit my job and went away to school full-time, all of my plans fell apart. Yeah, it was heartbreaking. So I had to make a decision if I should leave college and go back to work. But guess what? I decided I'm going to stick it out. And I don't have to give you the details. You know that when everything falls apart and you're trying to put the pieces back together, it can be very difficult. But again, I want to say change begins with making a decision. Keep that in mind as we have our podcast today. Because I'm going here, because a picture is worth a thousand words. So as the years go on, you know, and let me share this part with you. I got to my senior year in college, and I accepted a marriage proposal. And guess what? I quit school in my senior year. Yeah, I quit school, and I moved to the Washington, D.C. area with my new husband, and he was in the Navy at the time. Well, I said a picture's worth a thousand words. So here we are, you know, we're building a family. We're making progress in ways that, you know, we really could not have imagined. But we were on a tight budget. I said a picture's worth a thousand words. And someone had introduced me to coupon clipping. Yeah, I said it. Coupon clipping. And I believed at the time, I said, how in the world can a person save money with saving a dime here, a quarter there? It didn't make sense to me. But I was challenged. Someone said, try it. Just try clipping coupons and see how much money you save. Well, this clipping of coupons really led me into a whole new world of saving money on groceries. And it really worked. So we began to, as a family, we began to set goals of different things that we wanted. One of them was we're going to save money by clipping coupons. And when we go to the grocery store, we'll save more money. And in some way, this vision turned into we need to get, I don't know if you remember those big chest freezers where you could just load it up with meats and other products. So we wanted to purchase a freezer. So guess what we did? We cut out a picture out of an insert in the newspaper, a picture of a chest freezer, and we put it on the refrigerator. I said a picture's worth a thousand words, and change begins with making a decision. We cut it out. We put it on the refrigerator, and we began to save for this freezer. And lo and behold, do I have to tell you the end of this story? One day we went shopping, and we went to the department store, and we purchased the freezer. And now here we had this big, huge freezer in our kitchen, and we're loading it up because, hey, we've learned how to save money cutting coupons, you know, clipping coupons. So, I mean, we're just stocking up on food, and we're doing real well with this. But here's something I want to share with you, the power in a picture being worth a thousand words. During this period, this wasn't planned, but during this period, we purchased a larger television. Do you know what we found out later? And this may surprise you. We had that picture of that freezer. Do you know when we flipped that, there was a picture of a television on the other side? I said a picture is worth a thousand words. It wasn't intentional, but some way, somehow, our faith, the faith that we put together, the picture that we put on the refrigerator, it manifested. But it went further than that. It gave us more than we asked for. I'm saying that to you to say this today. You know, there's a scripture that says, as a man or as a person thinks in their heart, so is he. So as you begin to make the decisions on what you want out of life, and as you begin to, you can do it. We call them vision boards. I'm going to read the scripture for you. It's Proverbs 23:7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And it goes on to say, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. What that means is this, what you think about, that's really what's going to be revealed in your life. What you think about is really going to be manifested in your life. You know, begin to think about what you want and begin to make those decisions to bring about the change, to manifest what needs to be seen in your life. You can do it through a vision board. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of vision boards. And one of the reasons we're talking about this on this podcast is that I like to give you a heads up. I understand we're having technical difficulties here. Someone's telling me that it's going back to the old message. If you can hear me speaking today about a vision board, someone text me and please let me know. So as a man thinketh in his heart, he said, so is he. Okay. If you need to call, listen, as a man thinketh in his heart, thank you so much for letting me know that. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And then I want to give you another scripture that says, it's Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I'll answer you, and I'm going to show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Listen, let your cry come unto God, and he'll give you the answers that you need. And sometimes when we ask for one thing, God begins to bring other things into the vision, things that we don't even know about. He says, I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Do you see what happened with us? Here's my point. We, by faith, my family, we cut out a picture of a freezer, you know, the chest where we could store our food. And we did not know on the back of that picture was a picture of a television. And we got both, and we were unaware in a sense. But he said, call unto me, and I'll answer you, and I'm going to show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let your cry go unto God. He'll give you an answer. He'll let you see, pardon me, great things and secret things of which you had no knowledge. Call out to him and be still. Hey, you'll find an audience with the great I am and great mysteries that lie beyond your keen understanding he will make known to you. Hey, listen at this. Call him. He'll answer you. I'll say it again. He'll show you great and mighty things. He'll show you some things that are fenced in, that are hidden, which you don't even know about. You're not even able to distinguish and recognize or sometimes even have the knowledge of the blessings that God has for you. Think about that. We cut out a picture of a freezer. And when we saw as a family, when we saw the television on the back, all of us, I mean, we all went, oh, we could hardly believe it. For the vision is for an appointed time. And this vision will speak, and it won't lie. You won't be disappointed. That's what I'm saying to you. You won't be disappointed. So I want you to dig deep into your vision, and I want you to dig deep and write that vision out. But it takes more than that. You have to be consistent. Yes. You have to be consistent. It's not just thinking about it. It's not just as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But you're going to have to do what? You'll have to take some action. And in that action, include even when you're talking to God about your visions, 1 John 5:14-15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hey, this is the way it works. Have confidence. You have to think about it. You have to have confidence in that God will help you bring these things to pass. But you also have to take some action. You do. You have to take some action. And sometimes we have to clear our heads out, you know. Sometimes there's stuff in there that's, believe it or not, that's holding us back, that's preventing us from moving forward. Because, listen, your mind is going to work on what you feed it. Yeah. And your harvest is going to come out of what you have said into your mind. And I said it yesterday, I believe. Don't allow yourself, don't allow your words that are not positive, that are not moving you forward, don't allow those words to hypnotize you, you know, to believe things about you that are maybe at one time they were true, but that are no longer true now. And this is one of the reasons why we come to God and we ask for forgiveness, not just for sins, but I ask forgiveness for my mistakes, my errors, you know, things I should have done that I didn't do the right way. I do, because I want all guilt and anything that may be lingering in my subconscious mind, I want all of that removed. Because what? You're creating and I'm creating a beautiful life that we want to live today. Yeah. So we need to allow our minds to receive the new and fresh information. Think about the good things. Use your mind and infuse your mind with power that will move you forward, because everything it does, it begins with a thought. If you want to purchase a new car, it begins with the thought. As a man thinketh, so is he. Yeah, they begin with a thought. The phone that you may be on right now, it was a thought. Zoom, Blog Talk Radio, it begins with a thought. But guess what? So many people now are benefiting from the thoughts of others. What are you thinking about? Because every day, my beloved, when God gives you another opportunity to breathe in his magnificent oxygen, to breathe in and to exhale and to have another opportunity, you now hold unlimited power and potential. The question is, are we using it? You have the power to think. You have the power to think in a successful manner. So begin to think about the things that you want. Pray about the things that need to be dislodged from your thinking patterns. Give yourself that self-talk that moves you forward. Because when you talk and say the right things, you begin to create a better self-image. Mm-hmm. I said a picture's worth a thousand words. I told you we cut out a picture of a freezer, a chest, a freezer, so that we could store our food, that we were saving all this money from these coupons. Guess what? We didn't know a television had been cut out on the back. And God expanded our vision. And even without us really realizing it, have you thought about it? Have you stepped out on faith? And as you stepped out on faith and as you were walking on this path, God began to give you new and exciting ways to accomplish your goals. There's power within you, but you must use this power to think and think success. If you're thinking about a healthy weight, don't think about the healthy weight. I'm trying not to get too excited. Everything starts with a thought, but it goes further than that. Begin to give yourself that self-talk so that you can begin to change that self-image, and you'll begin to dream bigger. You see, we unconsciously received a bigger manifestation or a bigger blessing than we had even planned upon. So I want you to begin to dream bigger. There's an exciting day ahead of you. I know that there's some negative news that we can always tune into, but let's begin to think about what is it that God wants me to do and how does he want me to go about it. Begin to give yourself that self-talk. Yeah, this is what I think about myself. I believe that I can accomplish this. I believe that with God, all things are possible if I only believe. And God, guess what? God, I may need you to help me with my unbelief. Yeah, come on, get into that intellect. Get into your mind and allow that power to work for you and not against you. Someone needed to hear that today. Let your behavior begin to line up with these prosperous, successful, blessed thoughts that you have. Allow your behavior. Say, hey, my thoughts say that I want a healthy weight. I want to weigh what's healthy for my body stature and this phase of my life. So now my behavior has to line up with my thoughts. Yes, it begins with a thought, but you have to begin to talk to yourself and begin to see yourself, see that image, and then have your behavior to line up with it. And then guess what? You'll begin to achieve those goals. Yeah. You know, I heard a speaker say the other day, I think his name was Robin Banks, he says, you will never out-achieve what you believe. And you'll never fit a big dream into a small mind. Somebody just clapped their hands. I didn't hear it, but I know you did. You'll never achieve what you believe, and you cannot fit a big dream into a small mind. Let's begin to think big. Let's begin to dream big. You know, when I was growing up, my mother used to always say to us, shoot for the moon. If you don't reach the moon, you'll land on a star. So think big. Think big. Give yourself that talk of what you want to see, not what you don't want to see. Get that self-image of what you want to become or what you want to produce. Yeah. I want you to know something. You're absolutely the apple of God's eye. And I do trust today that something has been said that's helping to take you to a new level, a new step, a higher step, because we're all about stepping out on faith. Step out on faith. Step out into the invisible. Yeah. Find some pictures that help you to see what you want to manifest in your life. Hey, cut out a picture and cut out, if you're on a weight, you know, you want healthier weight loss, find a picture. It can be of someone else in a magazine, in something on the internet. Print it out, cut it out, and then put your head on it, the picture that you want to see. Yeah, if whatever it is that you want, a picture is worth 1,000 words. I want you to step out on faith. Listen, don't have doubt about your purpose. You have clarity, and you're walking in precision. You know what you're called to do. And listen, what you believe, allow nothing to prevent you from moving forward. Give yourself that positive talk that you need to hear. And I want you to believe that you can do all things through Christ. He'll strengthen you. I want to say hi today to my beautiful mother. I want to say I love you. And I want to say hello to my Aunt Steen. And I want to share something with you. You know, when I was a little girl, I lived in a four-generational home. My great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, and myself, and also my aunts. And I remember when my Aunt Steen, when she became a young woman and she got a job, she went out and purchased, I remember this correctly, and she purchased furniture for my grandmother. She refurnished my grandmother's home. I never forgot that. And when I became an adult, I wanted to show that same type of love and concern for my mother. Yeah. So, Auntie Steen, I want to say I love you. I want to say hi and shout out to my Aunt Jewel, Aunt Rosemary. I want to say hi. Hi, Judy. I want you to know I'm thinking about you. I want to say hi. Hi, LaRusha. Thank you. You're really a great reason why I was able to do this podcast, and I want to thank you and Mr. Randall King. Thank you. I want to shout out today. I want to say hi to Cynthia. Good morning. Hey, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, I want to say hi to you. I want to say hi. Hey, Yvonne, thanks for that great news. It was wonderful. I want to shout out to Chu, Marlon, Carolyn, Cheryl, Steven, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, Lauren, and Tandana. I want to say hi to Jackie. Hi in Oklahoma. Louise, I'm sending you a big kiss today. I want to say hi to Sheila. Thank you so much. Betty in Ghana. And there's another Cynthia I have that's on the island of Sardinia. I want to say hi to Coach Latorsha and Fabio in Italy. I want to say hi to Archbishop Lewis. Hello, Joy and her family. Maddie and the boys. Hey, I want to say hi to Tony and Stephanie. Hey, you know what? I know you've always got my best interest at heart. Hi, Denise. Hi, Shatoya. I want to say hi. Helen, thank you for your love and your support. Hi, Daphne. I want to say hi to my brother Robert, my family in Nebraska, Dominique, Courtney and Isaiah, Yuji and Michiko. I'm sending you love all the way from Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, LaDonna. Hello, Mama Joy. How are you today? I want you to know, hey, if I didn't call your name, I'm thinking about you and I do love you. Don't you doubt that for one moment. Hey, hi, Terry. Thanks for all your feedback. And guess what? I think you're becoming a financial wizard. Yeah. Hey, a financial guru. Maybe that sounds a little better. Hey, you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father, and you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have the faith to make life-changing effects in your life and in the lives of others. As you give, you're going to receive more back. Marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. Thank you so much for your patience with me today, and I want you to know that I love you, and you're the apple of God's eye. Peace and prosperity, and God loves you so, so much.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms, and until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.